When the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage last June, countless gays and lesbians celebrated by reciting their vows. But the euphoria of the moment failed to rectify lingering discrimination that many feel in the workplace, hospitals, and elsewhere in society. Now, the Detroit attorney who stood at the center of that ruling is leading a campaign to provide constitutional protections for the LGBT community in Michigan. Dana Nessel represented April DeBoer and Jane Rouse, whose case overturned Michigan's ban on adoption by same-sex couples. Their case became part of the larger ruling that legalized same-sex marriage. Ms. Nessel is the co-chair of a new ballot campaign called Fair Michigan, which is hoping to put a question on the November 2016 ballot. Dana Nessel, welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
The Michigan Constitution was written in 1963. It bans discrimination on the basis of religion, race, color, and national origin. Your proposed ballot amendment would add gender identity, and sexual orientation. Is this the first time these constitutional protections have been proposed here in Michigan?
I believe it's the first time it's been proposed for a constitutional amendment, correct.
You're the co-chair of this new ballot committee, Fair Michigan. Tell us a little bit more about how it's come to be. How did this idea come together?
Well, I mean, the idea for me personally was because, you know, we received our ruling from the Supreme Court on the marriage case on a Friday, and by Monday morning I was already receiving calls from people who had told people at work that they had gotten married or who had tried to put their new spouse on their medical insurance at work. And when their employers discovered that they were in a same-sex marriage, they were promptly fired. And so that was really devastating for me to know that here we had made this, you know, we had this monumental decision from the Supreme Court, but that people could still be fired or denied housing or education or even medical treatment, honestly, based on the fact that they were LGBT. And so it seemed very apparent to me that absolutely something had to be done about this issue.
Issues of gender identity and orientation and same-sex marriage have historically received more support from Democrats than Republicans. Are you trying to cultivate bipartisan support here?
Well, we already have, actually. In fact, I'm co-chair, you mentioned, of Fair Michigan. Alongside me is Richard McClellan, who is a well-known GOP, you know, political operative. He's very well-known in Republican circles. And I think you're going to see that it's not just Democrats, it's not just the LGBT community that's going to be supporting this, but we're going to have business leaders, we're going to have Republicans all across the state. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there that don't believe anybody should lose their job based on their, you know, status as an LGBT person. So I think we're going to see widespread support. And our polling tells us, and we're polling very, very high in this matter, you know, that people across all demographics support this, regardless of their age or their gender, education, their race. I mean, we're going to have a lot of support from maybe even a lot of unusual places, I think, when this goes forward.
From where do you anticipate resistance?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say at this point. I mean, I imagine there are still some religious affiliations that may not support this and who just basically oppose people being LGBT in the first place and have an issue with that. But, you know, I think we've come a long way in this country and we've come a long way in this state. And I think you're going to see more and more Republicans, even people who might not have embraced the idea of a non-traditional marriage, meaning a marriage that was not between a man and a woman, who still don't think it's okay for people to get fired or be kicked out of their homes or be denied medical treatment based on the fact that somebody is LGBT.
We're talking about a new group called Fair Michigan. It's a bipartisan ballot committee that wants to add gender identity, and sexual orientation to the Equal Protection Clause of the Michigan Constitution. If they're successful, the question will appear a year from now on the November 2016 ballot. Our guest is Dana Nessel, a criminal defense attorney based in Detroit. She's the co-chair of the campaign, and she's best known perhaps as the attorney who represented April DeBoer and Jane Rouse at the U.S. Supreme Court in their decision to legalize same-sex marriage last June. Why is it still necessary to codify these protections in the Constitution? Can you make a case that the Supreme Court decision fell short?
Well, the Supreme Court decision, related to one issue and one issue only, and that was marriage. And I think Justice Kennedy, in writing the majority decision, was very careful not to talk about anything else. Now, actually, about half the states in the country do have legislative protections for LGBT people. So this is not going to be novel at all. There are so many other states that already have these type of protections. Unfortunately, we have not seen any movement whatsoever in our state legislature in terms of adding these protections to Elliott Larson, which is our state civil rights law. And in fact, in the last 12 years, I think there's been about 12 bills that have been pending. And in all that time, I think we've only seen one hearing in one house in 12 years. So I've talked to a lot of people in the state legislature who tell me there's about a 0% chance of this passing in order to provide these protections by the legislature anytime soon. So we think the best way to go about it is to take this to a vote of the people. And I think it's time that we give Michigan voters the power and the opportunity and the responsibility to bring our Constitution in line with our Michigan values.
It seems like there are some number of people who are always hesitant to tinker with the Constitution. And I'm not really sure why, but I think there are some of those people out there. Do you expect resistance just by taking it to the level of altering the state constitution?
Well, you know, we've talked to a lot of people about this. And in fact, we added that issue into our polling on this. And really, the resounding answer that we got is, if protection against basic forms of discrimination does not belong in the Constitution, then what does belong in the Constitution? You know, I can understand people saying, well, whether or not we build a new bridge or whether or not we decide on a particular form of renewable energy, that should be statutory in nature.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what a constitution is for, is to protect classes of people against basic forms of discrimination. And so we're just asking that these groups of people, which I should tell you doesn't add just LGBT classes, but also it adds gender and sex. So people would be protected constitutionally against being discriminated upon based on their gender. So these are protections that people believe and understand belong in the Michigan Constitution.
You alluded to the other states that have already added these to their state constitutions. Have they been accepted? Has there been backlash? Do you know?
Well, obviously, gender and sex are in many, many other state constitutions. For LGBT protections, that is not the case. Most of that is done legislatively. But again, you know, part of us moving towards doing this constitutionally and doing it in the form of a ballot proposal comes because we have no movement or traction of any kind in the state legislature. And so that's why it's so important for us to do it this way. In terms of constitutional protections, I think one of the things that this will provide is a very, very difficult RFRA, or a Religious Freedom and Restoration Act, such as the kind that was proposed just last year in the Michigan legislature, which would really nullify any effort, because what we've seen proposed there are RFRAs that would allow anyone who had a sincerely held belief that being gay or lesbian or transgender was wrong could then deny basic services to somebody who was LGBT. So by putting it in the Constitution, we really protect against having to worry about any person saying, hey, I own a donut shop, you know, but it's against my belief that LGBT people, you know, should have any rights. So I'm going to refuse to, you know, to serve you. And that's what we didn't want to happen, you know. We didn't want the state legislature to provide an excuse why they could still deny basic treatment, even medical treatment, to an LGBT person. So that's why we believe that the best place for this is the Constitution, and I think the Michigan voters are going to agree.
Our guest is Dana Nessel, a criminal defense attorney based in Detroit and co-chair of a new group called Fair Michigan. that wants to add gender identity, and sexual orientation to the Equal Protection Clause of the Michigan Constitution. This is a personal issue for you as well. You proposed to your partner last April. How have your own life experiences been involved in this? Have your own life experiences driven your professional work?
Well, I mean, I think that any time that you're personally affected by an issue, it makes the issue more consequential to me. But yeah, I mean, I'm in a same-sex marriage, and my wife and I have, you know, two young children, and I'm terrified at the thought that they could be discriminated against based on the fact that they have two moms. And they could. I mean, literally, if one of my sons wanted to sign up for a little league, he could be told, no, we're not going to do that because you have parents that are of the same gender. If I took my other son to the doctor and said, you know, my son is sick and, you know, can you provide treatment to him? He could be refused based on the fact that he's got two moms. I mean, it's so fundamental, and it's very scary for families in particular that have that are headed by, you know, same-sex couples to know that their children can be discriminated against so easily. And there's no recourse whatsoever. If that happened to me or if that happened to some other family, there's literally nothing you can do. You can't sue. There's no law under which you could find relief. And it's a very scary thing for all LGBT people to have to face, I think.
We've just got a few seconds here, but I'm obligated to ask you about your work with April DeBoer and Jane Rouse. Were there moments of doubt for you during the litigation process?
Oh, I think certainly there were moments of doubt. But, you know, once we engaged and once we started the process, you know, we really felt as though there was no turning back. And the longer the case went on, the more confident we were in our case, and the more confident that we were going to be successful. And I really, truly feel the same way about this ballot proposal. You know, I wouldn't engage in this process if I thought that we weren't going to be successful. And I just have every reason to believe, with the broad-based coalition that we're forming and the amount of support that we're seeing out there, again, from all demographic areas, that this is going to be successful if we get it on the ballot.
Dana Nessel's been our guest. She's a Detroit-based attorney who is a co-chair of Fair Michigan, a committee seeking to put a question on the ballot next year to include gender identity, and sexual orientation as part of the Equal Protection Clause of the Michigan Constitution. Dana Nessel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.